Now, tonight we're following new details about the mysterious case surrounding the capture of militant Abdulmalek Righi. Righi, who was the leader of Baluchi secessionist group Jundula, was captured by Iranian special services while he was flying from Dubai to Bishkek, the capital city of Kyrgyzstan. Now, RT contributor and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen has a new take on all of this. But first, Wayne, I want to ask, you know, this guy was considered by Iran their top terrorist. How did they get this guy? Just remind us.
Well, it turns out that the Iranian intelligence service, which is known as VAVAK, has people on the ground in not only Pakistan but also Afghanistan. Apparently, his schedule became known to the Iranian authorities. They arranged, and what was being reported to me, and now it's being stated by Pakistan's ambassador to Tehran, that the Iranians captured Righi with the assistance of Pakistan's ISI, supposedly America's ally, close ally that's helping to fight the Taliban. It looks like Iran's intelligence service pulled off a very big coup here, because previously they captured Righi's brother, who was also involved in the Baluchi separatist movement, and now they've got the leader.
Well, why was Righi flying to Bishkek in the first place? What was his goal?
Well, what he has stated on Iranian television is that he was there to meet a top U.S. official, a Mr. Big, a VIP. And the word I get from Asian intelligence sources is that person was President Obama's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, who happened to have been in Bishkek at the same time that Mr. Righi was supposed to have arrived, but he didn't. He landed in Bandar Abbas in Iran and was taken into custody by Iran's Revolutionary Guards.
What is the significance of that? What does that mean?
Well, it means that if they're softening up of Iran, the U.S. has put millions, hundreds of millions of dollars into anti-Iran government operations, mostly helping secessionist movements like Jundullah, the Baluchi movement in the Sistan, Baluchistan province in southeastern Iran, but also the Kurdish separatists, Azeris, the Arabs in Khuzestan province, many of these groups, Turkmen in the north, and it looks like a major CIA operation has been rolled up with this successful Iranian operation. And it really, you weigh that against Israel's Mossad, now considered botched assassination of the Hamas leader in Dubai. It looks like Iran has scored a big one, even over Mossad.
Wow. Now, I just want to touch on, you know, you spoke a little bit about the U.S. and Jundullah, but what is the connection between the two? Is there a connection?
There is definitely a connection. We do know that Jundullah has been receiving support and weapons from the CIA, from their bases in Pakistan, where Jundullah would cross the Iranian border. And in one case last year, they set off a terrorist bomb in an Iranian city and killed a number of high-ranking Iran Revolutionary Guards. Now, Mr. Righi is a guest of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, and he seems to be talking, I'm sure, with the help of torture sessions.
Well, we have some archive video of the base in Kyrgyzstan. Could you just kind of tell us why this is significant and what role this plays in the whole story?
Well, Mr. Holbrooke, of course, was visiting the U.S. Air Base at Manas, where the U.S. Air Force has a military transport operation going on, ferrying people from the U.S., other bases, to Afghanistan and out again. And it's significant because what I've been told is Holbrooke could not have met Mr. Righi anywhere else because of the threat that someone would recognize Holbrooke. He's a fairly well-known individual. So they had to conduct this meeting at the Manas Air Base, where the likelihood of Holbrooke being seen meeting with Mr. Righi would have been a lot less.
Now, I just want to touch upon the press TV video of Righi where he gave that confession, and you kind of referred to it. I mean, many say that these confessions are forced. Do you think it's a credible statement?
Well, from what I'm hearing, it's part of it's credible. The thing that's not credible is the Iranians had to have plausible deniability for their friends in Pakistan. Pakistan cannot be seen as helping in the capture of Righi. So what we're hearing from Iran about Righi going to the U.S. Air Base at Kandahar and boarding an Ariana Afghan flight from Kabul to Dubai may be a cover story to cover up the real method by which the Iranians captured Mr. Righi.
All right, Wayne, well, thanks for giving us that perspective on this whole ordeal. So much more behind the arrest, it sounds like.